Enemies of liberty, I know you're out there, and that you're afraid, afraid of us. I'm here to remind America of where we began, where we are now, and where we're heading if things don't change. I am the Strident Conservative.
Hello, America. This is David Leitch, the Strident Conservative. The World Health Organization held meetings to consider a controversial international pandemic treaty that will increase the agency's global surveillance powers. The unelected bureaucrats at The WHO hope to have their new global surveillance powers in place by May 2024. The new surveillance powers include requirements for World Health Organization member states to, quote, build and reinforce surveillance systems, end quote, across both the public and private sectors, and to strengthen The WHO's One Health surveillance systems. The WHO Global Pandemic Treaty is in large part the result of a list of amendments to international health regulations submitted by Joe Biden. Biden quietly sent that list to the World Health Organization without an official statement or a press conference. Biden's amendments give current and future World Health Organization director generals unrestricted power to define and implement their interventions and to declare, quote, public health emergencies, end quote, totally at will. And here's another hidden gem in the treaty. The term public health emergency is deliberately vague and ill-defined, which means the treaty could also be used to address gun violence, climate change, digital passports, or any other issue that arguably might affect public health. The WHO pandemic treaty will mean the end of our national sovereignty, and without a revival of liberty and a return to the Constitution, nothing will keep that from happening. I've written a lot more about this on my website. If you'd like to check it out and let me know what you think, visit stridingconservative.com.